Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly all in green this morning and maintaining their strength. Soybeans have traded back and forth over the close, but for the most part, it keeps floating back towards the higher side. And trading in the upper portion of Friday's range could be somewhat impressive, and of course taking out Friday's high would be even more impressive since the market closed lower that day. This market looks to me like we're biding time, killing time, and the chart formation really is not bearish in the beans. It's friendly, but we need to be looking at something better than what we've seen, or this market's going to end up wasting too much time on its hand and we'll fall back for another look at these lows. I think the market's still going higher. Time will tell, but the currency is going to play into this as well. And so the dollar has a big impact on the soybeans here, and so we'll just have to see what happens. But that would be my impression. The corn market, here again, I think corn is headed higher. I think we've made some lows. Traders are expecting a bullish construed March 1st stocks number. And, well, the acres, we've all talked about them since October, November, so I would say high acres is already in this market. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.